All right, here we go. It's now time for our Nemaha Central Locker Room Chat here on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got Thunder football coach Michael Glatzik on the horn with us for a few minutes, and we appreciate it each week. It's brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed as well. Thunder big win last week at home against Oskaloosa, 48-6. A lot to digest, coach, but just the initial thoughts and takeaways from your Week 5 win.
I was a little questioning the kids, coming off a huge win against Chanute in Week 4. And then coming back to, home game against a not as good team in Oskaloosa, but a good enough team to knock us off. I was happy with our kids and how they responded. Our goals of last week, during Oskaloosa week were to start fast, get some kids healthy, and hopefully that second half we can see, the JV kids play. We did just that, offensively. We scored, I think, first play of the game. On offense, defense did their job, get a three and out to start. Punt return did their jobs. Special teams did their job. So I think overall it was great to see.
Just how your team has responded, when you lose that week one game and then you see on the schedule over the next couple of weeks, Silver Lake, Rossville, Chanute, your team passed every test. And you mentioned maybe the potential hangover after the Chanute game, but coming out strong and getting that big win on both sides of the ball against Oskaloosa, just the reserve of your team here over the last month after losing that first game for the first time in a long time.
I just think it speaks volume to our coaching staff, and our kids alone. Obviously we're down on seniors this year. We're at four seniors, really with three because Nord's kid is out for the year. So we're three seniors. And Kime, 2-year starter, Abram Kime and Reese Garrity have done a phenomenal job on the field. And those juniors have got to step up. I think Coach Mayer, defense coordinator, said it last week in practice. Those seniors got to play like super seniors. The juniors have to step up as seniors. And over the last 2-3 weeks, we have seen that junior class, who has a lot of kids in it, a lot of healthy kids, a lot of kids that play big roles. As coaching staff, we have seen them step up. Helping those seniors out in the leadership role, which is crucial down the home stretch here.
Yeah, Carter Hike, we've talked about him and can certainly talk about him a lot. He had another nice game for you last week and just threw five passes. I was curious a little bit about the passing game. And again, you don't pass it a ton. Is it more just situational scenarios, as you see throughout the course of a game when you see something maybe that the defense is showing when you put out a pass play? Or do you have certain plays maybe that you implement throughout the week that you know you're going to run regardless of the scenario?
Obviously we tell the kids every year we're going to be a run team first, in Kansas in the playoffs. When you get deep in the playoffs, it's going to be cold, it's going to be windy, it could be snowing, like state title game last year. We have to be able to run the football. If we're getting 6-7 yards a carry, which we have the last 2 years, as a staff, we question ourselves when we do pass it, I guess. But also, when teams load the box, we got to be able to respond to the pass. We're a spread team. Really four wide majority of the 90% of the time. So, if the team stack the box, if they don't honor the pass, then I think we are good enough with Carter in the backfield and our skill kids. We are good enough to, zip out the bubble. Just a quick passing game. Then occasionally we got some dudes on the outside that can go get the jump ball in the vertical game.
Real quick, Coach, the progression of these younger kids, you talked about just a moment ago, just how the seniors kind of had to be super seniors, the juniors kind of had to play like seniors. What about maybe some of the guys below that, maybe your sophomores and maybe juniors who really kind of got their toes wet for the first time here at the start of this year? The progression you've seen from some of these new kids here as we're now 5 going on 6 weeks in.
It's awesome to see. I brought up Jack Mackey yesterday in practice. Last year we were hit with the injury bug last year. I think it was a sectional game. We lost two seniors, outside linebacker and corner, I believe. So a young sophomore, Jack Mackey, who's now a starter, he came in Sabetha game, sub-state game, and started outside linebacker. So we go back to last year's roles. It's the same as this year's roles. We got, three sophomores that play a good amount of minutes for us. And those three kids have got to step up and be juniors now. Those juniors have got to help out those younger kids, whether scout team during the week or whether, obviously they need a breather on special teams, so those freshmen and sophomore kids got to be ready to fill that role, and hopefully we don't drop off too much.
It's always a game that is circled on the schedule each and every year. Nemaha Central and Sabetha, we got it for you in Week 6, and we'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KMZA. few more minutes here with Michael Glatzik, Nemaha Central football coach, presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. Always the circled game on the schedule, as we mentioned. Nemaha Central at Sabetha. It's always fun to see these two teams collide. And, Coach, obviously Big East League title implications, district title implications on the line. It's you can always check all the boxes, but, man, there's not many much more fun matchups, at least around this area, throughout a year. It's Nemaha Central Sabetha, and there's obviously so much juice to it each and every year.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, obviously you said check all the boxes every year. Obviously we're playing for something, you know, whether it's undefeated year, both of us, you know, this year. We're right below that with both teams sitting at 5-1 or 4-1, 5-1. You know, so it's awesome to see just two communities come together, you know, just to support their squads in football. Whether it's in Seneca, whether it's at Sabetha, it's going to be packed. Alumni is going to be backed. And, you know, more than likely, you know, just like the last couple of years, we're going to see each other down the road in the playoffs. So it's awesome to see, you know, Coach Mulder does a great job over there in Sabetha, you know, new head coach. But Sabetha is going to be Sabetha. You know, they're going to play extremely hard, play extremely physical. So I'm excited to see how we can handle that.
The Blue Jays had as much turnover from their roster last year as maybe any team, not just here in Northeast Kansas, but maybe in the state. They lost a ginormous senior class, and yet they still sit here at 4-1. I think I know the answer, what you're going to say. You're probably not surprised, but I was going to ask, are you kind of surprised, if at all any, with how Sabetha has played through the first 5 weeks?
No, because it, just like you said, it's hats off to their coaching staff. You know, obviously every week, they get them ready, whether it's a close game, you know, I think they have a couple games that they've won 7-6, you know, and then other games they've won 35-0. So they're going to grind it out. Obviously they're a run heavy team. So if the run's working, then they're not going to change it. But they are good enough to, throw the ball around a little bit. You know, you got one of the best baseball players in the state in the Kramer kid at quarterback. So, you know, he can throw it. You know, they got a couple skilled kids, you know, that can catch it, that can run. So, I'm excited to see how our kids can handle, you know, just the environment, you know, with some new faces from over at Sabetha. You know, usually they have a heavy, experience senior class. This year's a little different, but just like I said earlier, they're going to play physical. They're going to play fast. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, at least this year, last year as well, just they kind of hang their hat maybe more on the defensive side of the ball. And once again, they have one of the better defenses here in the state. You mentioned a couple of 7-6 games. They've had a couple of shutout wins as well. They don't give up a ton of points. What makes it so challenging to go up against that defense?
Well, yeah, just like I said, they play hard. They play physical. You know, they got some depth. They got some players that can play at all positions. They're big up front. Two linebackers are good, and the DBs do their job. So they're not gonna get beat deep with the deep ball. They're gonna make teams drive on you. They're gonna make teams go in those you know, those third long situations. You know, we can't kill ourselves on the penalties, on the mental mistakes. We gotta obviously hold on to the football.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys for this one tomorrow night at Sabetha.
Just like I said, I think we gotta limit the penalties. You know, handle the environment. You know, we can't get too shook early. You know, I tell the kids, you know, it's the most important game because it's the next one on the schedule. So I'm excited to see, you know, our three seniors kind of lead us onto that road game. And obviously it's an important game because it's districts. You know, obviously it's our goal, our second goal, first goal is to win league, and the second goal is to win districts. So I'm really excited to see our junior senior step up, you know, help out those young bucks, you know, in a tough environment, and hopefully we can come out victorious.
Certainly Big East League title and district title implications is always usually on the line in this one, and we get it in week 6 tomorrow night. Nemaha Central at Sabetha. You can catch it on 92.1, also on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. That is Michael Glatzik joining us here. Again, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. Coach, we always appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate all you do.